感谢赞美主，我们有这样的美好的聚集。
And can praise the Lord, we can have such gathering.
我们在人群繁忙的时候，许许多多商业商品的赠送的时候，我们能够清新的、安静的来到主的面前，来专心的来敬拜他。
In our busy lives and when all this commercial going on, we can still quiet ourselves down and to worship Him here.
我们也谢谢儿童主日学的老师和同学们给我们排演这样的美好的圣诞的故事。
And we thank the Sunday school teachers and the children that they have prepared such a story for us in this Christmas time.
我想这是很清楚的给我们的美好的主降生的信息。
I think it's a very clear message already for us how our Lord was born for us.
我想我们不约而同的，我今天的信息也是讲到路加福音第二章第八节到二十节。
And without knowing ahead of time that I'm also have the message here from Luke chapter 2:8.
我想我们很清楚地看见他们所表演。
I think we're very clear and see what they have presented to us.
但是我想我就是愿意再述说一遍。
And here I want to share once again with you here.
天使给我们报告这美好的信息。
The angels have proclaimed such a beautiful message to us.
并且这许许多多在伯利恒野外的牧羊的人在报告这样的信息。
And also the shepherds in the field are proclaiming the same news.
路加是一个历史家。
Luke is a historian.
他也是一个医生。
He's also a doctor.
他就仔细的来考察这许许多多的事情。
And he had spent a lot of time investigating about this.
他愿意为主耶稣做美好的见证。
That he's willing to be testifying for our Lord Jesus.
但是这个见证需要真实的。
But this testimony must be real.
所以路加在开头的时候就说到他是仔细的考察这许许多多的事情。
So in the beginning, Luke had mentioned that he has spent much time to investigate about these.
所以我们来看路加福音第二章。
So let's turn to Luke chapter
2. 我想我们再读一遍。
Let's read it one more time.
有圣经就可以翻开看。
If you have the Bible, we can turn to that.
我想可能他们也有那个可以照出来。
Oh, also we have that in the projector.
我就用中文读一节，也没有弟兄英文给我们读一节。
We'll read Chinese and then English.
我们一面看的时候，一面思想里面的意思。
As we read it, let's meditate on the word.
路加似乎是用非常简洁的文字。
Luke seems to use a very simple word.
但是他是把哪一个很深奥的、奇妙的奥秘来述说出来。
But he's really revealing the very sophisticated message there.
所以每一句话、每一个字都有里面很深刻的意思。
So each word, each sentence had its real meaning.
路加福音第二章第八节，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
Luke chapter 2 verse 8, And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, Savior was born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布 卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，这至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
So they hurry off and find Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
既然看见，就把天使论着孩子的话传开了。
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about the child.
凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，仿佛思想。
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in their heart, in her heart.
牧羊的人回去了，就把荣耀因所听见所看见的一些事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
The shepherds returned glorifying, praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
让我们按照路加所记载的次序，我们再一次的思想主的话语。
Let's continue to meditate on the words according to what Luke had recorded.
第一个在伯利恒的牧人。
First, there's the shepherds in Bethlehem.
在第八节说，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更事看守羊群。
Here there were the shepherds living out in the fields, and they were keeping watch on their flocks.
伯利恒按着第字义说，乃是说到面包之家。
Bethlehem, which means the city of bread.
这一个地方乃是可以说有丰富的生命的供应。
That means that there is abundance life there.
这也是在里面含义说，有一天有一位从伯利恒诞生出来的，乃是成了我们生命的粮。
And also said that one day there will be one who will be born there, become the bread of life for us.
我们的主耶稣在约翰福音第六章说，我就是生命的粮。
Our Lord Jesus has said in John chapter 6, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿，到我这里来的一定不渴。
Those who come to me will not be hungry again, and will not be thirsty again.
弟兄姊妹，我们身体上需要我们粮，需要粮食。
Yes, brother and sister, we need food in our life.
我们有没有想到我们在里面的人，我们的里面的属灵的生命，永远的生命，我们更是需要从天上来的粮。
Have you thought about that in our spiritual life, we have a much greater need of the spiritual food?
但是在这里说，在伯利恒是野地里。
But this is said in the fields of the Bethlehem.
这个野地不是一个旷野。
It's not a wilderness here.
这个野地可以说是一个郊外、城外的地方。
It's like a suburb and outside of the city.
我这次来到 Kansas City 的城市的时候
，When I first came to Kansas City，
我就是希望说在 Kansas City 的郊外，我能够有一块土地。
And I was hoping that in the suburb area of Kansas City, I can have a piece of land.
在哪一个地方我可以也想到养，养几只羊。
And I have thought about raising a few lambs.
可以种种菜。
To have plant a few vegetables.
可以种种一点果树。
And some fruit trees.
因为郊外是一个安静的地方。
Because in the suburb, it is a very quiet.
让我们更多的能够亲近神。
So we can draw closer to God.
我不是说在郊外一定只有郊外能够亲近神。
I'm not saying that only you can only come close to God in the suburb.
但是实实在在可 更多的帮助我们可以思想主的话语。
But it can help us to meditate on the words of God.
我想这许许多多在伯利恒之野地郊外的牧羊的人。
I think all these shepherds in the field.
他更好的机会能够思想神的话语。
They have a good opportunity to meditate on the words of God.
当他们读旧约圣经的时候。
As they were reading the Old Testament.
在野外没有灯光。
There's no light on the field.
他们没有办法读。
They cannot read.
当时的圣经是羊皮卷。
At the time, it's, the scriptures is in a scroll.
一定要到会堂里去读。
You have to go to the synagogue to read that.
但是在野外没有这样的机会。
But there is no opportunity in the fields.
但是他可以把他所听见的神的话语。
But they can use what they have heard about the word of God.
把先知所预言的。
What the prophets have prophesied.
他可以记在心中。
They can remember in their hearts.
他可以不断地来默想神的话语。
And to continue to meditate on the words of God.
当他默想的时候，他就一直在渴望说，等候这位的弥赛亚的来临。
As they meditate on the words, they can wait on the Messiah coming.
这个在伯利恒之野地有牧羊的人。
So in the fields of the Bethlehem, there are the shepherds.
这许多牧羊的人，我确信说他们是利未人。
And I believe that they are these shepherds are Levites.
因为在摩西的律法的里面有这样的规定。
Because there's rule in Moses' law.
利未的人没有产业。
And they, the Levites will not have any possession.
但是神给他们一个产业。
But God gave them a possession.
这个产业不是做生意的产业。
And this possession is not to do some business.
他们不是在商场上。
And not in the business world.
也不是在农场上。
Or not in the farm.
他们乃是在牧场上。
But only on the shepherd fields.
这许多人牧羊的人。
So these shepherds.
他乃是在哪一个伯利恒城外面的。外面的地方
They are outside the city of Bethlehem.
因为律法特别把这样的郊外的地方要给利未的人。
Because according to the law, these fields are given to the Levites.
利未的人就使用这郊外的地方。
So the Levites use the fields on the suburb area.
他们在哪一个地方就牧他们的羊。
Where they will shepherd their flocks.
这个羊是做什么用的呢
？So what are the sheep for?
特别他们是特别。牧这许多的羊乃是为着献祭用。
They have all these sheep so that they can have sacrifice.
所以他们的工作乃是要献祭给神。
So their task is to
预备神的羔羊。
To prepare the lamb of God.
这更是叫我们知道。
So to let us know that
这许多利未的人
these Levites
真是一个侍奉神的人
are those who serve God.
真是预备神羔羊的人
to prepare the lamb of God.
这实实在在是一个难能可贵的。
It's very precious.
但是下面路加说，他们按着根式看守羊群。
And then Luke continues to say they keep watch over the flock.
这许多牧羊的人不但是非常的单纯。
This is very simple.
他也是非常的勤劳。
And very diligent.
他乃是也是不断的警醒。
And they are very alert.
在这里说夜间看守按着根式看守主的羊群
And they said at night according to their watch they're looking after the flocks
夜间是一个可怕的时候
Nighttime is a terrifying time
但是他仍然的警醒
But they still keep watch
他要防守这许许多的豺狼来吞吃这许多的羊
To defend against the wolves to come and destroy the sheep
所以可以说他们不单是疲劳也是警醒的一批的人
So not only they're diligent They are very alert and keeping watch
弟兄姊妹我们愿意做一个侍奉神的人
Brothers and sisters We want to serve God
我们也可以说就是旧约所提的利未人
We can be like the Levites mentioned the Old Testament
办理圣殿的许多的事情
To do many things in the temple
我们也做教会的许许多多的事工
To do a lot of work for the church
我们还是要像这许多的伯利恒野外的牧羊的人
We need to be like the shepherds in the suburbs
他如何的单纯
How simple they are
他如何过着一个非常简单的生活
A simple life that they have
他不但要过着一个简单的生活
Not only to live a simple life
乃是要过着一个勤劳的生活
But live a diligent life
我想在侍奉的人的身上每一
For those who serve God, every second is precious. They cannot waste the time that they have. So Paul especially telling the Ephesians that you are to redeem the time. Because the time is evil.
在黑暗的时候, 要宝贵我们的时间,
even during the night, we need to treasure the time that we have.
我们能够把我们一生的每一秒, 每一分钟能够献在神的面前。
Every second, every minute we have, we need to dedicate that to God.
我想这是最有价值的。
I think this is the most valuable.
因为保罗说, 在主里面的劳苦, 不是突然的。
And Paul said that those labor you have will not be in vain.
我们的时间是非常的快的过去。
And our time will pass away very fast.
我从前也是像你们一样的年轻。
Before I was just as young as you are.
但是转眼之间, 好像昨天一样的, 我现在已经到了。
But in the blink of the eye, it's just like yesterday. Now I have come to the last part of my life. I thought about that my value of my of the time
我没有,
of my life is
我没有叹息说我失掉了许许多多的财富。
I have not regretted that I have lost a lot of riches.
我也没有叹息说我失掉了我的更高的学位。
I'm not regretted I have lost the high education that I may have.
但是我觉得我实实在在觉得很宝贵的是我一生能够把我的时间献给神。
But what I treasure is I can dedicate my time to God in my life.
我不是说我做了一个职业的传道人这才是奉献。
I'm not saying that you have to be a full-time preacher to as this is.
我可以说在我的人生的里面, 我种田也是一个侍奉神。
I can say in my life, when I plant the field, I am serving God also.
我在幼年的时候, 教书也是一个侍奉神。
When I was teaching when I was young, I was
serving. 以后我就更多的, 进修, 更多的念书的时候, 我觉得也是要侍奉神。
As I study more later on in my life, I was serving God also.
我们若是更多的时间, 专心的把一切的事情都放下，我们完全为了主的话语来侍奉他，这实在实在是一个宝贵的事情。We
need to dedicate more time so that we can use that to serve God.
我们看到这许多在伯利恒之野地的牧羊的人，他们所得的有什么得的报酬？
We can see these shepherds in the field, what kind of rewards they have.
当他们在牧羊的看守，按照根次看守羊群的时候，
As they were keeping watch over the flocks at night,
第一个在第九节说到，有主的使者站在他们的旁边。
The verse 9 said, An angel of the Lord appeared to them.
夜间有许多可怕的事情。
There are many terrifying things that can happen at night.
夜间有许许多多的惊慌。
A lot of things that will give us fear.
但是路加特别的记载说，有主的使者。 站在他们的旁边。
But Luke said that there's the angel of the Lord that appeared before them.
在诗篇第34篇第7节告诉我们。
In Psalm 34, verse 7, it tells us,
耶和华在敬畏他的人的四围差遣他的天使安营搭救他们。
That Jehovah God will present the angels to around the people.
弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意为神做事的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we do work for God,
我们真正过着了一个敬虔生活的时候,
when we live a devoted life to God,
使徒保罗说, 我们会受许多的逼迫,
and Apostle Paul said that we will be persecuted
因为仇敌不放过我们,
because the enemy will not let us go.
但是我们感谢我们的神,
but we thank our Lord.
他顾念我们,
He takes care of us.
他知道我们的软弱,
He knows of our weakness.
他知道我们的卑微,
He knows that we
他知道我们的缺乏,
are weak. He knows that what we are lacking.
常常有神的使者赐我安营的搭救我们,
there will be a company of angels that are around us.
所以我们可以不要惧怕,
so that we do not have to fear.
但是下面是主的荣光, 四面照着他们。
And then it said the glory of God was shining upon them.
不单是许多的神的使者，耶和华的使者站在他的旁边。
Not only the angel of the Lord was standing around them.
并且有主的荣光四面照着他们。
And the glory of the Lord shone upon them.
在黑暗的时候，我们看见了大光。
In the darkness, we see the light.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们若是真正的敬畏神,
if we really fear God,
神为我们预备的是何等的奇妙,
what God had prepared for us
is
so amazing. It seems like there's no way to go forward. We don't know how to go forward. But the light of the Lord shine upon us. Not only we can see what's happening around us, that He can open up a new way for us. And this is the guidance of God. This is the grace that He has put upon us. And He will prepare for us. Jehovah is Jireh. He will prepare, provide for us in His mountain. So when the shepherds saw all these things, they were fearful. Sometimes when we see these miracles, and we will be terrified.
但是我们的恐惧乃是要得着了神的安慰。
But we will receive the comfort of God.
我们的恐惧乃是真正能够得着了力量。
And from that fear, we will gain the strength.
我们一次的惧怕，一次的得着了安慰。
Every time we have fear, but every time we'll be comforted.
我们的主耶稣常常安慰许许多多伤心的人。
Our Lord will comfort those who are sorrowful.
他也是安慰许许多多惧怕的人。
He will comfort those who are fearful.
我想我们每一个人都有许许多多惧怕。
I think every single one of us have many fear.
但是若是我们敬畏我们的神,
but if we fear our God,
我们专心地依靠他,
to rely on Him,
他不但有预备,
not only He will have provision,
他并且有美好的安慰,
and He will have that comfort for us.
我们看到我们的主耶稣常常安慰他的门徒说, 放心不要怕。
And our Lord Jesus always comforts His disciples, do not fear.
放心不要怕就是何等的宝贵。
And be comforted, what precious that is.
就不是用我们人的方法可以
It's not using the words of men to comfort
people.
We cannot use money to buy these.
这乃是真正的从主的话语口里面来安慰我们。
From the words from our Lord to comfort us.
圣灵在我们的心里安慰我们。
Not by the Spirit that He will comfort us.
有时候他借着我们读经的时候，神的话来安慰我们。
Sometimes He will use the words as we're reading it to comfort us.
有时候借着天使来安慰我们。
Sometimes He will use the angels to comfort us.
但是有时候我们借着教会的弟兄姊妹来安慰我们。
Sometimes He will use the brothers and sisters in the church to comfort us.
这都是出于神的爱。
This is by the love of God.
这出于神的恩典。
From the grace of God.
所以牧羊的人就告诉，天使就告诉牧羊的人说， 对他们说，不要惧怕。
So angels tell the shepherds, do not be afraid.
不要惧怕, 但是后面有更美好的消息。
But there's a better news afterwards.
他说, 我报给你们大喜的信息。
He said, I bring you good news of great joy.
这大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And it's about all the people.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他赐给我们这样的美好的福音。
He has given us such good news.
不但为着了个人,
not for individual,
乃是为着了其他的人,
for all the other people,
乃是为着了整个世界上的人,
to all the people in the world.
我们有时候就想到我自己得着就好。
Sometimes we think, I have gained this, it's good enough.
那难免有时候我说难听的话, 我们太自私了。
Well, to say not so nice, we're too selfish.
我们得着了神的恩典。
We receive the grace of God.
神乃是要向我们在我们的身上成了一个管道。
That God wants to use us as a channel.
借着我们接受他, 我们再把他的话可以传扬出去。
We can receive Him and then continue to preach His word.
我们的人生乃是一个管道。
Our life is a channel.
我们乃是要成了其他人的祝福。
to become a blessing for others.
因为使徒保罗在哥林多前书第二十章里面说到, 施比受更有福。
Apostle Paul has said that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
真正人生的价值,
the true value of our life,
真正人生的丰富,
the abundance of our life,
乃是说我所有的,
I'm willing to share what I have with others.
不但是我们的财务分给别人,
not only our finance,
我们心里的里面得到的神的恩典也能够分给别人。
The grace that we have received in our spirit, we can share that with others.
但愿我们,你我能够成了一个管道,
may you and I can become a channel.
神的祝福能够从我们身上流露出去,
the blessing of God will come through us.
我深深地觉得今年的圣诞节, 我们也希望这个教会渐渐地进步, 整个的教会乃是成了一个祝福,人祝福的管道。
And I truly expect that want that our church will become a channel for other people.
神愿意祝福他的恩,
God wants to bless His children.
但是我们常常我们的管道封闭的关住了,
but many times the channel was stuck.
神的祝福没有办法流下来进来,
the blessing cannot come through us.
我们也没有什么东西流出去,
and we have nothing to flow to other people.
但愿圣灵在我们的当中做工,
may the Spirit work among us,
做光照的工作,
to shine upon us,
做启示的工作,
to reveal to us,
做计划的工作,
to encourage us,
好让我们能够真正成了敬畏他的人,
so that we can become people to fear him,
好让我们真正成了他的门徒,
to become his disciples,
我们不但跟随他到底,
to follow him to the end,
我们不但遵循他的话,
to obey his words,
我们也能够传述神的话,
and to preach his words.
在这里, 天使报了一个大喜的信息,
here the angels have proclaimed a good news.
他说是光复万民的,
it's all for all the people.
但11节说, 因今天是大卫的城里,
in verse 11 said, in the town of David,
为你们生了救主,
a savior has been born to you.
我想这个大喜的信息, 主要就是他为我们生了救主。
So this news of great joy is that there's a Savior was born for us.
这个婴孩乃是一个救主。
And this baby is the Savior.
我想刚刚我们看见儿童的表演,
only we saw the presentation from
有个马槽放在这里,
the children. There was a manger here.
一个小女孩做玛利亚,
and one act as Mary.
一个小男孩做约瑟,
little child as Joseph.
这个小玛利亚就抱着一个小 baby,
and the little Mary holding to a baby.
但是这一个路加所说的有一个婴孩用布包起来放在马槽里,
so Luke was saying there's a baby wrapped in cloth lying in the manger.
它不是一个泥娃娃,
it's not just a doll.
它也不是一个橡皮的娃娃,
not a rubber doll.
它乃是真实的道成了肉身,
it's truly that the word become flesh.
使徒约翰特别的感慨惊讶的赞美神,
Apostle John was amazed and praising God.
他从3年半跟随他的主,
after 3.5 years following his Lord,
他把他所看见的,
what he has seen,
他把他所听见的,
what he has heard,
他把他 接触我们的主耶稣基督,
and what he had come in contact with our Lord Jesus,
他就归纳到结尾的耶稣,
he talked conclude that about this Lord Jesus,
他到底是谁,
who he is,
为什么我要跟随他,
why do I need to follow
为什么我要相信他,
him, why do I need to believe
为什么我以后永远地要传扬他,
why do I need to preach about him in the rest of my life.
使徒约翰可以他年龄比较 老迈,
and Apostle John at this time is old.
有人说他可能活到100岁,
some people said that he might have lived to 100.
但是在他一生的当中, 他愿意把主耶稣说明出来,
but in his whole life he wants to talk about our Lord Jesus.
所以在约翰福音第一章第14节,
So in John chapter 1 verse 14,
他就说到, 道成了肉身,
he said the word became flesh
住在我们中间,
and make his dwelling among us.
道成了肉身, 神成了人,
that God became man.
保罗以后说, 神在肉身显现,
and later on Paul said that God revealed in us in flesh.
这是一个神给我们的礼物,
this is the gift that God is giving us.
以后他说到约翰福音三章十六节说, 神爱世人,
and then in John 3:16 it said God loves the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们,
that he gave the world his only begotten son.
这个婴孩乃是神的独生子,
and this baby is the only son of God.
这个婴孩乃是从玛利亚身上生出来,
and through Mary he was born.
他是神又是人,
he was God and he's also man.
这是何等的宝贵,
this is so precious,
他知道帐篷住在我们的当中,
that he make a dwelling among us.
使徒约翰继续地说, 在他里面, 充充满满, 有恩典有真理,
and John continued to say that in his there's glory and there's truth.
我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光,
and we have seen that glory, and that's glory of the one and only.
但是很可惜的,
but regretfully,
放在马槽里面,
it was put in the manger.
我们刚刚唱的, 永远在马槽里,
and earlier we sang about this song, in the manger eternally.
我们真的从真实的诗歌里面, 我们看到他是何等的贫穷, 他是何等的卑微,
in this song we can see that he was so poor and he was so humbled.
他无枕也无床,
he doesn't have a pillow, doesn't have a bed.
哪一个母亲, 哪一个父母, 当他, 知道说小孩子, 他的婴儿要生下来, 不为他预备许许多多的东西,
there's no parents that they would not prepare something when the baby is going to be born.
特别在我们的当中,
especially among us.
我相信我们是为我们的小孩子预备, 许许多多的需要的东西,
I think we prepare a lot of things for our child, for our children. This is the blessing of God. This is the grace of God. But today, why do we have such abundance? We have all these riches. Not only in materials. And I was thinking that there's no poor person in among us.
或者说,
maybe you can say I have a lot of needs.
但是在我们这里我可以说,
and there's none that would not have a meal.
我也可以说,
there's none that would not have a bed.
但是我们的主,
and our Lord does not have a pillow, does not have a bed.
天使告诉牧羊的人说,
so angels told the shepherds,
他说今天为你,
that in the town of David a Savior was born for you.
他是主,
he is Lord.
他是神的儿子,
he is the Son of God.
他是基督,
he is Christ.
他是旧约先知预言的弥赛亚,
he's the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament.
他乃是受膏者,
he is the anointed one.
他乃是成为一个大先知,
he will be the great prophet.
像摩西所预言的,
just like Moses had prophesied.
他来到地上乃是成了一个大祭司,
he became a high priest on
this earth. 像大卫诗篇110篇所预言的, 他是按照麦基洗德的等次为祭司,
just like David had prophesied, he is the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
他乃是君王,
he is the king.
就像弥迦先知所预言的,
as Micah had prophesied.
在弥迦5章第2节里面预言说,
in Micah chapter 5 verse 2 it says,
他说伯利恒以法他呀, 你在犹大当中不应不是最小的,
he said Bethlehem Ephrathah, through you are not the small amongst the clan of Judah.
因为有一个君王,
because out of you will come one who will rule.
他要牧养以色列人,
he will shepherd the Israelites.
但是这一个诞生的弥赛亚,
but then this Messiah who will be born,
却用布包起来放在马槽里,
he was wrapped in cloth in the manger.
用布包起来乃是当时做母亲的用布条把它捆起来,
And this is the custom that the mother will wrap the baby in cloths.
我读到这里的时候，我就想到有很多以前的做妈妈的要做事。
And I was thinking about the many mothers who need to go to work.
他们常常要背着小孩子在背上。
And as they're doing the work, that they will carry the baby on the back.
我想比较年纪大的妈妈都有这个经验。
I think the older mothers have this experience.
她要拿一个很长很长的布条。
They will use a long cloth.
把小孩子绑在背后。
And they will wrap the baby on the back.
玛利亚就把布条
So Mary just used the cloth to wrap around Jesus.
哎呀，这个是给我一个很大的一个亮光。
This gives me a great revelation.
我们的主耶稣生的时候用布条扎他的身上。
Now Lord Jesus was wrapping cloth when he was born.
他死的时候，只有亚历马大，就是他，淋了他的身体，用。 哪一个香料抹他的身体，以后用细麻布扎他的身体。
And when he died, that the man Joseph took his body, put ointment on it, and then wrapped in this cloth.
我想到路加这样的记载的时候，
And so I thought about how Luke had recorded this.
我只有服服的敬拜神。
I can only bow down and worship my God.
这里就用奇妙的感动，感动路加写这句话。
That the Spirit moves Luke to write this down.
因为布包起来, 放在马槽里,
wrapping cloth and put into the in the manger.
因为客店里没有地方,
because there's no room in the hotels.
使徒约翰这样的感慨,
and John, Apostle John, sighed.
在约翰福音第一章说, 他来到这世界是他造的，他来到世界。
That the world was created by him, but the world would not receive him as he came.
他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接受他。
As he come to his own hometown, and the people would not receive him.
他说生命在他的里头，就生命就是人的光。
He said, "The life is in him. The life is the light."
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And the light shines upon the darkness. The darkness will not receive light.
路加开头的时候就说到，玛利亚生孕已经住了，她就生了头胎的儿子。
And it said that Mary had this first, had this child, and then she had the firstborn baby.
因为布包起来放在马槽里。
Wrapping cloth and put into in the manger.
因为客店里没有地方。
Because there's no room in the hotel.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚读了哪一唱哪一首的诗歌？
Brother and sister, as we sang this song earlier.
我们好像副歌有一个祷告。
It seems like it's a prayer in the chorus portion.
求主来住在我心。
Ask God to dwell within my heart.
因为我心中有空房如你可住。
Because there's room in my heart for you to dwell in.
弟兄姊妹，我今天不是叫不信的人说，有让主耶稣住在我们的心中。
Today I'm not just talking to the people who are not believe yet to live that Jesus dwell in your heart. We who have believed in Christ many years, or we have served God many years, I will boldly ask you, brothers and sisters, is there room in your heart so that the Lord can dwell in.
我们的心中是充满什么东西?
What is our heart filled with?
我们有没有主耶稣, 让主耶稣充满在我的心中?
Have we let Jesus to fill our heart?
因为路加感叹说在客店里没有地方。
Because the Luke was saying that there's no room in the hotel.
因为你看见一个婴孩用布包起来, 放在马槽里,
but you will see this baby wrapping cloth in the manger. And that is your sign. This is a sign that can be seen. A sign that you can recognize. A sign that the shepherds can follow and find Jesus.
也是永远的记号。
But this sign is also an eternal sign.
我想有读经的这许许多多读读经的人。
So many people study the Bible.
他们就说这个马槽是木头做的。
And they would say this manger was made out of wood.
就喂马的槽放在那个马槽的上面。
And those straw for the horse was put there.
也有人说是石头做的。
And some people say it's made by with stone.
我想不管是石头是管木头都有意义。
Regardless of stones or wood, there's meaning.
我们的主耶稣常常跟木头在一起。
Our Lord Jesus is always with the wood.
他生的时候放在马槽里，放在木头的上面。
He was put into a wooden manger when he was born.
他的一生的当中乃是做木匠。
He was a carpenter in his life.
他乃是做那个。做驴的牛的轭
He was the yoke for the ox.
他死的时候乃是被钉在十字架上木头的。
When he died, he was nailed on a wooden cross.
或者有人说那是一个石头做的。
So people may say it was made with stone.
他生的时候是在一个石头睡在石头的上面。
When he was born, he was laying on the stone.
他死了以后，他乃是埋在。亚利马大石头所凿成的坟墓的里面。
When he died, he was buried in the tomb that made of stone.
弟兄姊妹，我在这个礼拜的里面读这一段圣经的时候
，Brother and sister, I was reading this passage throughout this week.
实在叫我不得不敬畏神。
That I have to fear God.
这不是一个人手笔手随便写的，有许许多多的灵感。
It cannot be written just by mere man.
这乃是圣灵。借着路加他的手臂写出来。
It's through the Holy Spirit, through by the Holy Spirit through Luke.
如今我们若是靠着圣灵也去读这一段圣经的时候
，As we read this passage by the Spirit also,
叫我们属灵里面能够得着的开启
，That we can be revealed by the in the Spirit.
叫我更多的来敬畏神
，So that I can fear God more.
叫我们更多的来认识神。
To know God more.
你愿意更多的认识神吗
？Do you want to know more about God?
你愿意更敬虔的来敬畏神吗
？Do you want to be more devoted to before God?
让我们的心中有空房，让主耶稣可住。
So that we can have room in our heart for our Lord Jesus.
他生的时候没有床。
When he was born, there was no bed.
他一生的当中，他说：“腹里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝。”人子却没有枕头的地方。
In his life, he said, "The foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but there's the Son of Man does not have a place to put his head."
他死的时候呢，是被钉在十字架上。
When he died, he was nailed on the cross.
他死了以后，他没有自己的坟墓。
When he died, he did not have his own tomb.
那是埋葬在亚利马大人约瑟大财主的坟墓里面。
And he was buried in the tomb that belonged to the man Joseph.
我读到这里的时候，我就想到我的老师有一次给我讲几句话。
When I saw read this, I remember my teacher had told me a few things.
他说我没有自己为自己盖房子。
He said I have not built any house for myself.
但是神为我预备房子。
But God prepared a house for me.
我读到这里的时候，我就想到我自己。
When I read about this, I thought about myself. I was ashamed before God.
是吧？我是不是有这样的真正这样的信心来侍奉你？
That Lord, do I really have that faith to serve you?
我是一个可以说是一个住高楼大厦的
I can say that I live in a good mansion, a preacher that lived in that.
我可以说是。要什么就有什么。
Can say that whatever I want, I will have.
为什么我不好好的借着神给我的这样的恩典，我好好的来侍奉神
？Why can't I just by the grace of God to serve God?
我只有在神的面前再一次的承认我的罪。
Once again, I need to acknowledge my sin.
我在神的面前再一次的承认我的亏欠。
To acknowledge what I'm falling short of.
可惜时间已经过去。
The time has passed.
光阴已经走掉。
The time is gone.
我没有办法抓住光阴的尾巴。
I cannot hold on to the tail of the time.
我现在没有力气。
Now I'm without strength.
我的手是战战兢兢。
And I just tremble before God.
我的脚也是战战兢兢的。
My feet also will tremble.
我的讲话也是结结巴巴的。
And I stutter when I speak.
我为什么要等到这个时候说我愿意侍奉主？
Why do I have to wait till now saying that I'm willing to serve God?
幸亏年轻的时候尽我所能的能够奔跑主福音的道路。
That we can run for the gospel of Christ when we're so young.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当趁着年幼的时候，
when you are still young,
纪念我们的主，
to remember our Lord.
不要等到年老衰败的时候。
Don't wait till you're old and weak.
那个时候只有后悔。
At that time, there's only regret.
若是在年轻的时候，我们能够好好的纪念我们的主。
If we can remember our Lord when we were young.
我们能够好好的侍奉我们的主。
To serve our Lord.
我想在年老发白的时候。
Then when we are old with white hair.
在夕阳西沉的时候。
When the sun is setting.
我们坐在摇椅的上面。
When we're sitting on the rocking chair,
我们乃是在那一面摇一面思想神的恩典。
As we rock, then we can meditate on the grace of God.
一面思想到以往我们为主所服侍的劳苦。
To meditate on the labor that we have done before God.
我们想到这许多事情，就常常的赞美神说，在主里面的劳苦不是徒然。
As we meditate on that, then we will remember those labor will not be in vain.
但愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless His words.
但愿我们的心中有个空房，容主可住。
May we have room in our heart for our Lord.
但愿我们能够赶快的、急忙的，能够去寻找哪一个记号。
That we can quickly to seek for that sign.
哪一个婴孩愿不包起来？
That baby wrapped in cloth,
放在马槽里,
laid in manger,
远远的我们寻找主的机会, 记号,
This is the sign that we search for eternally for God.
也是我们人生的记号,
It's also the sign for our life.
也是我们人生道路的一个目标,
It's also a goal that we have in our life.
让我们低头做祷告,
Let's bow our head and pray.
慈悲慈悲怜悯的天父。
Gracious, gracious Heavenly Father,
我们感谢感谢赞美你。
We praise you and thank you,
因为你是何等的爱我们。
Because you love us so much,
你不以你的义来待我们。
That you just do not treat us just with righteousness,
主啊，你乃是用你的爱待我们。
But you treat us with love,
主啊，你实实在在是施行拯救的主。
That you will give salvation.
主啊，有时候我们多少的时候我们不明白。
Many times we do not understand.
但是你借着这许多的先知使徒们。
But by the prophets and the apostles.
把你的话一句的一句的来告诉我们。
That you will tell us sentence by sentence.
让我们从你简单的话语的里面。
That through the simple words.
我们可了解的话语的里面。
Words that we can understand.
来了解无限的奥秘的神。
That we can understand that eternal mystery of God.
你也是借着你的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身。
And through the Son of God that had become flesh.
我们能够看见的。
That we can see.
我们能够听到的。
We can hear.
我们能够摸到的。
That we can touch.
让我们能够认识你。
That we can know about you.
不但我们能够认识你。
Not only we can know about you.
我们可以敬拜你。
That we can worship you.
我们可以得着了你的救赎。
To receive your redemption.
也可以得着了你的祝福。
To receive your blessing.
得着了你许多丰富的恩典。
To receive all the abundant grace.
主啊，求主把你的恩典多多的加给我。
May you give your grace abundantly to us.
也叫我们有更多的敬畏你。
That we can fear you more.
也叫我们能够成了人祝福的管道。
That we can become the channel of blessing.
祝福你的教会。
To bless your church.
复兴你的教会。
Revive your church.
复兴我每一个人。
Revive every single one of us.
圣灵要大大的做工在我们的当中。
That you will do great work in among us.
住在我们心灵的圣灵。
to dwell among our hearts, to fill us, to shine upon us, to give us strength, to walk in your truth, by the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.